Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. The phones are open. And you can join us. Bring us anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, we haven't talked about the metaverse in a little bit, so Aria's got a story about, well, I guess disappointment. Seems like there's disappointment all around with the metaverse.
I haven't heard anything about the metaverse.
I think Conan's got the story now, but yeah.
Okay. I thought you
had the story. I originally had it, but he ended up pulling it up, and he's got a laptop, so that makes it easier. But
fair enough.
We heard about the metaverse, right? And I was like, it sounds, from what I've seen of the metaverse, it looked horrific, and it sounded like it was being overly promoted by Meta, that's Facebook, and other companies that were heavily invested in, you know, VR worlds and all of that nonsense, and I suspected it was going to fizzle out and die.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to have pretty much done exactly that.
It may be too early to write its death certificate, but we'll get into that coming up here.
Well, it won't die completely, right?
Right. But first, in other tech-related news, Elon Musk is saying that he's on track to close the deal on Twitter coming up by this Friday. Apparently, it's a court-appointed deadline where, look, okay, you know, Elon, you got until Friday to finish this deal, close it out, or we're going back to court. So he presumably wants to avoid going back to court. So apparently insiders are saying that Elon Musk will close the deal on Twitter by Friday. And I presume that means, you know, I don't know a whole lot about, you know, international level corporate takeovers, but I presume that once that deal is closed, Elon Musk is then the CEO of the then privately owned Twitter, right? Isn't it the case that in order to buy Twitter, he has to make a stock purchase from all of the stockholders, essentially? He's not getting like a 51% share in voting rights. He's buying this thing out. Every single piece of stock will then be his, and he can then take the company private and take it off of the stock exchange, correct?
As I understand it, that's the case. And I don't know if I really trust Elon. I don't have to trust Elon Musk with it because I'm on a number of social media platforms. I don't trust Mark Zuckerberg and Meta either. However, I'm not convinced that Elon Musk is the hero of free speech that people want him to be.
I suspect he will disappoint in that area. I think he is going to get a lot of, there's going to be a big cheering squad for him. It's going to look good for a little while, and then you'll probably start to see all the ways that Elon is also restricting people's speech. And there's certain things that they're going to say they have to do, right? Like under whatever government laws they have to restrict X, Y, and Z, whether it be threatening posts or, you know, whatever other things that they believe
requires
them to. Right. Well, right. So, yeah, I agree with you. I don't have great hopes for this, but I do enjoy watching the reeing go on about it. There are many people who are losing their minds. So many people who you might describe as, you know, hard leftist status are losing their minds, including the employees of Twitter.
Well, we knew that was going to happen. It's a leftist cesspool of communists and, you know, LGBTQ people with mental illnesses.
It really is. I mean, you're not exaggerating at all here. And the reason, you know, that we know this is information has come out over the last several months since Elon had expressed the interest in buying Twitter, where they looked at the, you know, the question is, does this company make money? And no, it does not. They have this huge user base. They've been around for more than a decade, and they've never made money. And
probably because they don't need to. They're propped up by some organization.
Yeah.
Called the government.
Yeah, yeah. Or some department. Some black department.
Something like that.
Yeah, and now they're losing not only these snowflakes losing their safe space, but the DOJ, the government's losing their or whatever department has got their fingers, their tentacles in here. They're losing their their method of control.
Well, you're presuming that Elon Musk won't do the government's bidding too.
Or maybe that's why he wanted to back out in the first time around, because he found out.
Oh no, he loves doing the government's bidding.
I don't know.
He loves getting the government money.
Right.
That's for sure.
And, I mean, he would get the government's money in order to do this.
There's things that he says, though, that make him sound almost like a libertarian, where he calls out the government as being a monopoly
on force. Yeah, and then the next day he's praising China and how great a job they're doing. So you can't trust this guy. Now, I'm more interested in Kanye West. What's his new name?
Ye. Oh, yeah, he's great right now, man.
He wants to buy Parler.
He's buying Parler.
That's interesting.
They've already announced that's happening.
Because he could actually, he's in my eyes, he's a Trump-like figure, where just being on board, I mean, if he gets kicked off of Twitter and stops using that and goes to Parler, and brings all his folks with him.
Well, now Elon Musk did welcome him back to Twitter when Ye came back to Twitter the 2 days before they restricted his account. Elon Musk did tag Kanye and did say welcome back, you know.
So he's already making CEO-like decisions.
So there's a good chance. Well, he didn't get to make a decision about Ye. He just said welcome back. So presumably he will reinstate his account when he takes over.
Yep.
And of course the big question is he going to reinstate Trump's account as well? And if he does, will Trump
come back?
Go against what Trump said, which is that he wouldn't come back and come back anyway because he can't avoid the draw of the attention.
Yeah, he can't. He's got how many millions of followers on Twitter?
Probably quite a few. I don't remember what it was. But
it was in the
dozens
of millions. Yeah. And he doesn't have that. He was remarkably successful with his social media platform.
Yes, despite a terrible start.
But he doesn't have dozens of millions of followers there.
So there are all some interesting questions. What is going to happen next week when Elon Musk takes this thing over, presuming it closes as it's scheduled on Friday? But meanwhile, according to Time Magazine, in an exclusive, they say, employees at Twitter have circulated an open letter protesting Elon Musk's plan to fire as much as 75% of the company's workforce.
I love it.
Well, they're not making money, and that's 75% of the reason they're not making money.
That's right, because paying for employees is the number one expense of any business. It's not rent. It's not property taxes. It's the employees.
And don't some of these people have, I don't remember the job titles now, but they have just ridiculously social justice-y jobs.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Where they don't actually do anything, no, they just perpetually are offended.
So, according to the story here, the deadline for him to complete the acquisition of the $44 billion purchase is looming. Musk has to complete it by Friday or face the resumption of the lawsuit in Delaware court, which, again, that lawsuit was Twitter suing Musk. Twitter was suing Musk for trying to back out of the deal. Twitter was saying, look, you made the offer. We first didn't want it, but then we did want it, and now we really want it. So you have to finish this deal. Elon Musk told prospective funders of the acquisition that he planned to replace or eradicate the jobs of nearly 75% of Twitter staff, reducing headcount from 7,500 to just 2,000. According to the Washington Post, Musk has previously claimed the social media company is bloated and has also said its workforce has a strong left-wing bias.
I agree with that entirely. If you told me that Twitter had 2,000 employees, I would have said that's way too
many.
But they have 7,500 employees?
Yeah. What do they
Good
do?
Good Lord.
What do they do all day?
Yeah, I think 75% is not enough. I think he should go for a cool
90%.
Yeah, a few hundred to do the IT admin stuff, a few more to do the programming. What else do you need? These are
some customer service. I mean, if you actually were selling advertising, you'd need some salespeople.
Yeah, but nothing that would come anywhere near 2,000 people.
Time reviewed a draft of the open letter circulating among Twitter employees on Monday. Quote, Elon Musk's plan to lay off 75% of Twitter workers will hurt Twitter's ability to serve the public conversation, said the draft of the letter, which had not yet been published. Quote, a threat of this magnitude is reckless. Undermines.
Well acted, first of all. I mean, a threat.
Are you sure that you're just too calm right now?
That's, is this a threat?
I don't think you've gotten it. I think you should be.
Red face with tears rolling down.
Slamming your keyboard, pulling your hair out.
This is so fun.
This is apocalyptic.
This is a group of people that knows nothing at all about running a business, right? And they consider this to be reckless because this company has no purpose. It just, it has no way of, in theory, they could make money. I mean, there are advertisements on Twitter. There is some sort of, like, upgraded customer experience. Customers can pay a fee to, I think, get rid of the ads or something.
I would do that.
I wouldn't do it right now. The number here is 603-283-6160. But yet, despite their millions of users, they've yet to turn a profit.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here and bring up whatever you want. We're talking about the Twitter employees. They wrote an open letter regarding the alleged.
That's such
plan.
A faggy thing to do as well.
It's really whiny what I they're mean, trying to do here.
Only these hardcore leftist mental illness broadcasting people would even think to write an open letter to the CEO of Twitter and expect it to have any effect whatsoever.
They're scared. They're worried they're going to lose their jobs. Elon Musk has said he may fire as many as 75% of Twitter's workforce or replace. 75% sounds like he's going to fire them. And so these people are worried they're going to actually have to go and get a real job. I mean, they've just been sitting around Twitter just hanging out, basically. Earlier this year, there were like narratives that were shared by people who have worked or were working at Twitter just talking about the hard left atmosphere, the hardcore like socialist atmosphere at the workplace. They had said that if you didn't want to come to work, it's totally fine. You didn't have to come to work.
They'll pay you anyway. They don't care.
Didn't matter. I mean, that was just one example. I'm sure there's many worse examples, but if you want to come in, comment, you are welcome to join us here at 603-283-6160. Also, I do want to say thanks to David Santara, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. If you like what we do here and you want to help us continue Free Talk Live and expand onto more great radio stations, you can do that. Just head over to amps.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And you get some perks. You get access to the AMPS Only podcast, which has our full radio show minus the recorded commercials. And there are other perks as well. You can get signed up at amps.freetalklive.com. So they actually have the full text of the open letter to Elon Musk, the board of directors, which I presume won't exist anymore, right? Like, once Elon Musk takes the company private, does there need to be a board of directors? I wouldn't think there would.
I think I would keep them on for an advisory capacity for the first few months.
I'm thinking all of his backers are going to want to have some part, some say.
Get a piece of the action. Yeah, yeah. I see what you mean. The people that are funding it.
Yeah, I'm sure if it was me, whatever backroom dealing was going on, mm-hmm. I would sit down with those guys and I'd be like, all right, look, you know, let's start our own board.
You're the new board.
Let's get rid of these old guys.
Yeah.
Just fire them outright and we'll decide what we need to do.
I don't know if I necessarily would agree. Like, if I was rich and I was one of these Elon Musk backers, I would understand that I was investing in Elon Musk with the possibility that Musk was going to do what Elon Musk does, and that my interference with that would probably cause the company to lose money rather than help it gain money.
Well, nothing's worse than taking a visionary company and then putting it in the hands of a board of directors. You take it away from the founder, away from the creator, and you put it in a board's hands, and they screw things up. So that said, though, Conan, we'll see how this all plays out.
Well, I'm not defending Musk. If I could buy it outright, mm-hmm. I would buy it outright, and I would do whatever the hell I wanted to do.
But he needed help.
Yeah. He's got backers, and I'm sure that they're going to want to make sure that even if they make bad decisions, mm-hmm. that they're a part of those bad decisions.
You're probably right.
And I don't think Musk has any say.
I suspect he's got a lot of say. My guess is he was the majority of the money in this deal.
Well, then that case is his seat should be weighted in his favor.
That's true.
If there are going to be, you know, a new board making decisions and whatnot.
In this Twitter case that was going to go to court, but now is not going to, presuming he closes the deal by Friday. He had to turn over his text messages. Do you remember that from the?
I never read through any of them. Some people tell me that they were embarrassing.
Yeah.
So he was having conversations with the old guy, the old CEO.
I didn't read a lot of it, but I did read an article that talked a little bit about it, and he did have some interesting discussions with Jack, the former CEO of Twitter, about having like a decentralized Twitter competitor and what Jack was saying Twitter should have been. Like, mm-hmm. he was disappointed with the centralized direction that it was going, and he had this vision for it, but never got to, you know, implement that. So, but what was interesting was they were reporting that a lot of the people that were talking to Elon Musk are just these sycophant types, the ones that essentially, you know, they look to Musk as this great man, right? Like, he's the richest,
savior,
he's
the Messiah.
The richest man. And so the people that are trying to curry favor with him are, of course, yes-men types. So he had a lot of people in his direct messages that were saying things like, whatever you say, Chairman Musk, I'm behind you. I will commit to 5 million or something like that.
Did they really say chairman?
Well, that it was that attitude. It was the attitude of, you say the word, Elon, and I've got your back. Doesn't matter, whatever you want to do, I will commit $2 million or whatever. They would just throw some money up and say, I'm in. You know, you show us the way, we'll throw money in. So I don't know, Conan. You're probably right that people are going to want to have a say, but there's a certain contingent of his quote unquote friends.
Right.
These people I'm sure it's the majority of his friends. Yeah. I would be shocked if he's got any real friends in his life at all.
That would tell him that he's got a bad idea or something like that. Yeah. So there's a lot of these hangers-on, the sycophantic types that just want to curry his favor, essentially. So
he does seem to come up with a lot of neat ideas. Yeah, I mean, even if his truck isn't, the windows aren't shatterproof like he thought that they were.
He comes up with a lot of new ideas.
He's got a flamethrower too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
But coming up with ideas isn't enough. You've got to be able to take that idea and turn it into something useful to people. And, I mean, I get it. He's got products, right? Mm-hmm. But he doesn't have richest man in the world level of products out there. Compare him to like Amazon, where every single one of us has bought something from Amazon.
True. Who's bought from Tesla?
Yeah.
Not me. You got Starlink, right?
That's true. You do have Starlink.
Oh, good point. That was SpaceX.
There you go.
Okay, so one out of three of us.
Yeah.
And you know, you're unusual for having purchased Starlink.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not as unusual these days. It seems to have a lot of buzz around it. There's a lot of people talking about that product because it's a decent product. I mean, you have to put a few hundred bucks up front to get the equipment, so that's going to stop a lot of people, I think, from doing it. Normally, like, if you call the cable company and you order internet, they'll usually go ahead and install it without an install fee in a lot of
cases.
That's
just because they don't charge you up front for the equipment, though. It's not even your equipment. They just loan it to you.
Yeah, that's true.
Starlink is your equipment, isn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't do you any good if you're not using their service.
But it's still yours, right?
Okay, it's a brick, though, if you're not paying for the
Absolutely.
Service.
Absolutely. But, I mean, there's a certain value to be had in something actually belonging to you. If you wanted to, you could take a 2x4 to it, and that would be the end of it. It's yours.
Yeah, I think these yes men you're talking about, Ian, are, you know, they just got too much money.
Yeah,
it's like, what are they going to do with it?
We
might as well invest over here and over here and over here.
Yeah.
And this guy has neat ideas, and you know he seems to have a good track record. Let's throw him some money.
On the other hand, the Twitter staff doesn't know anything about making money, and so they are complaining already about potentially losing their job. So I've got the actual text of what was apparently a draft version. So apparently this leaked out to the media, whether this is going to be how the final letter reads. It'll probably be close. Anyway, so here's what it says. We, the undersigned, this is to staff Elon Musk and the board of directors. We, the undersigned Twitter workers, believe the public conversation is in jeopardy. Elon Musk's plan to lay off 75% of Twitter workers will hurt Twitter's ability to serve the public conversation. A threat of this magnitude is reckless, undermines our users' and customers' trust in our platform, and is a transparent act of worker intimidation.
I would like to see Elon Musk purchase Twitter and then just close it down. Just shut it down. Just shut down all the servers. It would be so hilarious.
He wouldn't, though. Because has a plan. There's something he wants to do with this.
If he and Jack have an alternative, he could shut it down and create something new.
There's more coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are set to be fewer turkeys to go around this Thanksgiving. Experts say supply will be low and prices will be higher this year. Professor David Anderson at Texas A&M saying inflation has hit bird food and transportation costs. A shooting Monday at a high school in St. Louis left three people dead, including the shooter. Interim Police Chief Commissioner Michael Sack reads from a handwritten note that the shooter left behind.
I'll read one portion from that notebook in which he had written. He wrote, quote, "I don't have any friends. I don't have any family. I've never had a girlfriend. I've never had a social life. I've been an isolated loner my entire life."
Tennis superstar Serena Williams says she's not retired. Williams previously indicated she would walk away from the game after the U.S. Open. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. We're talking about the Twitter takeover that is expected to commence as soon as this Friday. Elon Musk is apparently saying, I know he's come out and said it, but insiders are saying that Elon is planning to close the deal on Twitter by Friday. Friday's the deadline that the court has given before court proceedings will resume. So if Musk doesn't close the deal by this Friday, court continues, and then he's got to keep doing depositions and jump through all the, you know, court civil hoops. Here tonight in the studio, you've got Ian.
Oh, yeah.
And Conan.
And Free Talk Live would recommend that if you worked or lived at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988, and you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you might just be entitled to compensation. There were contaminants in the drinking water for those years, apparently, that might have led to those diseases, and so there may be some deadlines involved in filing. You probably should call the phone number I'm going to give you here in a moment, and you can check and see if you or a loved one are eligible. And apparently some family members are eligible for this. You can call 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and have had a serious health issue, the money is already set aside. That number, 888-918-1037. So we actually have the text of the open letter to Elon Musk, the board of directors, and the rest of the staff at Twitter, where a bunch of whiny workers, quote-unquote workers, people who may not actually have to even go to work.
They're workers in the sense that Sarah from New Mexico is a worker. They're part of the worker class, the communist worker class.
Well, these workers actually do collect a paycheck. We're not sure if they actually do anything for that paycheck.
Well, Sarah collects a paycheck, too.
True. She does get welfare.
From the government.
Twitter.
I mean, that's pretty much what these employees were. I wish I could remember some of the job titles and some of the job descriptions now, because
I've got them right here.
Oh, really?
Twitter is currently hiring. Probably not a good time to look into this,
okay.
But currently 113 openings. Things like director, software engineering. Okay, that makes sense.
That's good.
Director, Twitter service ops.
Okay.
Don't know about that one.
Customer service.
Senior manager, software engineer.
All right, these are all good. Seems like they would probably have someone who should be promoted into those positions rather than hired. Outside.
Oh, this one's more like what we're talking about. Senior machine learning engineer, account integrity, harmful group activity.
Mm. Oh yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Here's one you'll like. It's a new.
That's a busybody.
Where's that one at? Oh, it's a new program that they're working on. Staff machine learning engineer of Birdwatch. And when I click that,
I don't know what the hell that means.
Birdwatch is a new program.
Bird, of course, is the logo of the Twitter, so it probably has something to do with
Twitter. Da-da-da-da.
I always forget that Twitter's logo is a bird for some reason. It just doesn't... I think of it as the T for some reason.
Twitter is seeking a staff back-end software engineer machine learning for Birdwatch, our pilot program, and a new crowdsourced participatory approach to reducing misleading information.
Ah.
Birdwatch pushes the state of... pushes the state-of-the-art in approaching misleading information on the Internet, and we employ deeply experimental, fast-moving, and iterative approach to finding product solutions that work for the customers.
This is an entire division that Elon Musk should just eliminate entirely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay for the purpose, or come for the purpose, stay for the people.
That's the actual...
This is their front page. Life's not about a job. It's about
slogan.
It's about purpose. We believe real change starts with conversation. Here, your voice matters. Come as you are, and together we'll do what's right, not what's easy, to serve public conversation.
You hear that and you go, yep, this is a hard left company. I don't want to work there. I wouldn't apply to this company.
So they're now complaining because they might lose their job. 75% of Twitter workers may be fired when Elon Musk takes over, and they're calling it a threat. They're saying it's a transparent act of worker intimidation. This is from an open letter that Time Magazine published. We continue with the letter here. It says, Twitter has significant effects on societies and communities across the globe. As we speak, Twitter is helping to uplift independent journalism in Ukraine and Iran, as well as powering social movements around the world. A threat.
Why not Twitter? Why not Russia? Isn't it allowed in Russia?
I don't know. That's a great question. A threat to workers at Twitter is a threat to Twitter's future. These threats have an impact on us as workers and demonstrate a fundamental disconnect with the realities of operating Twitter. They threaten our livelihoods, access to essential health care, and the ability for visa holders to stay in the country they work in. We cannot do our work in an environment of constant harassment and threats. Without our work, there is no Twitter.
Constant harassment? So it's... Are they currently being harassed and we just don't know about it?
They're saying it's a threat and a harassment that Elon Musk, the fact that he exists and that he's coming...
But
a threat and a harassment.
Yeah, but constant is being used here.
It's been constant ever since he bid for the company. They've been afraid of their jobs ever since.
If this was true, they'd be posted all over the place, examples of the constant harassment. I haven't seen anything.
Well, they probably would say...
Well, it's more subtle than that. It's Elon Musk saying things like, hey, I'm going to fire 75% of people.
That's not harassment.
It is to a leftist.
It's a threat to their livelihoods, their essential health care, because they could never get another job. It's
a state of fact.
No one's hiring out there, Conan. They'll never find any other work.
I can just walk downtown and there's help signs in every one of the windows.
Those are real jobs.
You got to look at these people like you would look at Sarah, right? Sarah's the perfect type of person for Twitter to hire. She doesn't do anything. She doesn't produce anything. She doesn't have anything productive to do. She just wants a paycheck. And so do a lot of these Twitter employees. And somehow, by some miracle, they managed to find a company that would allow them to do exactly that and just collect a paycheck.
I think the sense of entitlement is a very important characteristic you must have in order to work at this place.
Yes, and absolutely. And they're freaking out because their entitlement is being taken away.
Right. They thought they had a guaranteed easy ticket, you know, for the rest of their career working at Twitter. And now somebody's going to come in who actually probably knows how to run a company, has some real big ideas for Twitter. He was talking about this app that he's had in mind for some time called X, the Everything app, whatever that means. Elon owns the URL X.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever go to X.com, it's literally just the letter X. Just a text.
It sounds like Elon.
Letter X, yeah. X.com. That's all that's on the page. But he has something that he wants to do, and apparently Twitter is part of whatever this larger vision of the quote-unquote Everything app is going to be. So they don't like this. They are seeing change on the horizon, and people in general don't like change, right? That's one of the reasons why the libertarians have a tough time getting any kind of traction, because the idea of not having the state, the idea of getting the government out of people's lives, is in a lot of cases a very scary prospect for people. Well, what about my Social Security?
I mean, Heath Ledger said it best when he was playing the joke. I don't remember exactly how he phrased it, but it's like people accept the status quo no matter how horrible it is because they're just afraid of change.
Exactly. So same thing's true on the smaller level. That the Twitter employees are afraid of what's going to happen. Not just that they might lose their job, but that somebody's going to come in who's going to ask them to work if they keep their jobs. And they don't want that either. So they go on. We, the workers at Twitter, will not be intimidated.
No, you'll be fired.
We recommit to supporting the communities, organizations, and businesses who rely on Twitter. We will not stop serving the public conversation. We call on Twitter management and Elon Musk to cease these negligent layoff threats. As workers, we deserve concrete commitments so we can continue to preserve the integrity of our platform. We demand of current and future leadership, and then they have a four-point set of demands that I will share with you here.
That's generally not how this works. You don't really make demands of your employers.
You generally don't, but they may do something like try to unionize or something like that in a last-ditch attempt. I'm surprised they don't already have a Twitter union, Twitter workers union.
They need one up until now.
Well, right. They're so comfy.
Yep. So, by the way, did you know Musk is now a perfume salesman?
Yeah, I heard about this. What's it called again?
Musk, maybe?
Mm-mm.
No, you would think, yeah, that would make complete sense. But no, he's smelling burnt hair or perfume.
What?
Yeah, $100 a bottle.
Just some sort of troll job, right?
It's a definite troll.
It smells like burnt hair?
Apparently.
Okay.
The number here is 603-283-6160, just to see how many bottles he can sell, right?
Hey, you got these cam girls selling their bath water.
Why not?
There's so many reasons why not.
Well, more coming up here in moments. You can join.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. Join the show here if you want to comment on Twitter. The end of an era of laziness and shiftless employees who don't really seem to be generating any productive capacity for the company that has never made a profit in its over a decade of existence.
Well, it had to make a profit originally, right?
No.
Like back in the day, how else did Jack Dorsey become wealthy and well-known and popular?
Somebody's paying for this thing. Investors have been paying for this thing.
Governments, I think governments, and maybe even black operations that are using this for power and control.
As I understand it, Uber has never turned a profit either.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
How are they? They've been in existence for what, a decade now?
Yeah, at least. Or at least close to it. So anyway, Conan, you did a little bit of digging on this X.com, and we'll get into the four-point demand list by Twitter employees who are worried about losing their jobs. There may be a 75% staffing hack and slash when Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, takes over this weekend. It would be really entertaining to see something happen at Twitter, kind of like happen in Office Space, where they bring in the consultant, and he.
I'm ready. What is this? What is this Wednesday? This is Tuesday, so I'm already prepared for people gluing themselves to things, all the way up until Friday, and maybe even all of them on Friday, all glued to their desks.
Could be.
And with no bedpans to poop in or pee in.
It would be entertaining as hell to have the Office Space consultant come in and have every staff member come
in. So what do you do for the company?
Just
explain to me.
Justify.
Justify your position. What do you do for the company?
Yeah.
So anyways, he's talking about this. He wants a super app or an everything app, which he's designated as X.
Whatever that means.
And basically he wants it to be like China's WeChat.
Well, that's not what anybody here wants.
Let's explain.
Well, yeah, control freaks like Elon Musk and government.
And he wants everyone signed in so that you can verify that you are a real person and not a bot. Mm-hmm. And basically he'll have that database.
Like a social credit score, he's going to have that too?
Sounds like it.
If he is in such favor of how the Chinese are handling their business, then yeah, that's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in China, We kind of live, or you kind of live on WeChat, Musk said. It does everything. It's sort of like Twitter plus PayPal plus a whole bunch of things all rolled into one with a great interface.
Yes,
it's a really an excellent app, and we don't have anything like that outside of China.
There's a reason for that, and it's because it's a control mechanism. If you make the Chinese government unhappy, they just shut down your WeChat account, and then you can't make purchases.
You can't get on the plane, you can't get on the train, you can't buy anything at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a reason that doesn't exist anywhere outside of the totalitarian hellscape that is China.
Yeah,
Elon Musk, idiot.
Well, I'm sure there are plenty of people in this country who will jump right on board this, especially
the ones he's firing.
Exactly. So maybe you should keep them on. The super app, he continues, should serve as a digital town square that lets users leave comments and post videos. Once the platform has had a high level of trust among the public, Musk said, then payments, whether in crypto, it's crypto or fiat, can make a lot of sense. So he wants basically a PayPal, a Twitter PayPal machine.
Well, already Twitter has some form of Bitcoin integration, as I understand it. I don't know if it's the Lightning Network or whatever.
Yeah, but is anyone using it?
I don't know. That's a good question. Under my bail conditions, I'm prohibited from using crypto, so I've never really looked into it. But I've seen the headlines. I've seen people talking about it. So there's already some sort of payments aspect to Twitter that may be just kind of getting started.
Someone integrated Bitcoin SV with Twitter to some extent as well. I don't remember exactly what it was.
And by the way, what a great time to create an alternative PayPal machine system with PayPal screwing up the way they are basically last week.
Isn't PayPal Elon Musk's animal?
No. You're thinking of Peter Thiel.
Yeah, Thiel.
And he's no longer involved with
PayPal. I'm almost positive that Musk helped create PayPal.
You know what? I think you're right. I think he might have been involved early on. That sounds familiar now that you mention that. I don't think he's still involved with it.
Probably not.
So let's get into the demands here. This is from the Twitter staff, some amount of them that are worried they're going to lose.
Getting fired on Friday, making demands of the boss on Tuesday.
Well, it'll probably be Monday that they get fired, to be fair.
They demand of current...
No, don't you fire people at the end of the week?
Yeah, but closing the deal on Friday. I mean, unless he's just going to go right in and just...
Yes.
He already knows who he's going to wipe out.
I want this.
We'll see. Anyway, here's what they want. They want respect. We demand leadership to respect the platform and the workers who maintain it by committing to preserving the current headcount. Well, that would be stupid. No one who's sane would come into this company and preserve the current headcount. Whether you're going to slash 50%, 20%, or 75%, you've got to cut this thing, this bloated beast, down to size if you ever want it to make money. Look, these people don't understand business exists to make money. If you're not making money as a business, you either are failing or you're in the initial, getting started phase, right? Like, whenever you start a business, you can't expect to make money generally within the first year.
Or you work for the government.
That's not business, right? Right, so you don't expect to make any money when you start a new business for some number of years. Might be 2 or 3 years before you turn your first profits. That's why you have investors, and you plan to work it yourself as a business owner. You're there, 50 hours a week or 60 hours a week, just trying to make ends meet, and then hopefully it catches on. These people are just workers. They have no idea what it takes to actually run a business.
By the way, I agree with that. All workers should. Get a little respect.
But that doesn't mean
Yeah, I don't know that this is a demand that any worker should make of his job or his boss, but I think it's kind of unsaid, that everyone respect each other.
Well, I agree.
But to say it out loud, there's where the problem is.
Well, could it even be said that I respect my employer and my boss and the company if I contribute nothing to the progress of the company? That's not respect. That's exploitation.
That's taking advantage, absolutely. The next demand on their list of four, safety. We demand
safe space.
That leadership does not discriminate against workers on the basis of their race, gender, disability, sexual orientation, or political beliefs. We also demand safety for workers on visas who will be forced to leave the country if they are laid off. Now, that's actually one that I do. I understand the concern. That's got to suck, right? Like, if you're over here working on a visa and you lose the job, I don't know how long you get. I don't know if you have to just pack up you know, the next week and leave, or do you get a grace period where you can try to find another job in the U.S.? That's a question I don't have the answer to. If you've been one of these visa workers and you can explain that to us, I'd appreciate knowing about it.
The last guy I talked to who's been here in the States for a good couple of years, he went to Antioch here, school.
Mm-hmm.
He's graduated, and now he's trying to stay and actually bring his family over with him. He can't find any job. He says his only outlet is an NGO.
Wow.
And that's where he's applying with right now. So that's how these guys do it.
Well, my guess is that it's probably less likely that the foreign workers are going to be fired because they're probably some of the smarter people that work at Twitter.
That's a good point. You know? Probably some of the harder workers as well.
Yeah, this guy was sharp. I was like, dude, we need you. I don't want you going back.
Right.
You can tell he was intelligent and he was hardworking. And I'm
they're
like,
driven. They're people that are, they want to
be
here.
Especially the first generation immigrants. They're
regarding the rest of the nonsense, though, I mean, that's all protected by federal and state law. What do you want? Right. Elon Musk literally is not allowed to come in and fire you because of your gender or your religion
or
whatever.
He's not going to come in there and fire women because they're women. He's going to fire the people he fires because they're not needed.
Yeah, once again, I want to see examples of these types of threats. He couldn't get away with that, not in 2022, and they're talking like he's already said it, and he's going to do it. He's going to fall through on it.
Their next demand, they want protection. We demand Elon Musk explicitly commit to preserve our benefits, those both listed in the merger agreement and not, e.g. remote work. So they want to stay at home. They like staying at home.
I bet they do. Especially when you don't have a job description that requires you to actually do anything.
We demand leadership to establish and ensure fair severance policies for all workers before and after any change in ownership. And finally, dignity. We demand transparent, prompt, and thoughtful communication around our working conditions. We demand to be treated with dignity and not be treated as mere pawns in a game played by billionaires.
Well, they need to find a different reality to live in. Then
I can't wait for Friday. Come on, bring it on.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We'll definitely keep our eyes on this story as it develops here. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to jump into the conversation. We'll see how things pan out for the Elon Musk purchase of Twitter, which again is supposed to close as soon as this Friday. Coming up, we'll talk a little more tech here. Conan, you have a story about Meta. That's the company that owns Facebook, and they have something they've been pitching called the Metaverse. How is it?
I don't think it's doing very well.
Reviews are poor. We will share more about that, and your thoughts are welcome, especially if you've used the so-called Metaverse, whether it be Facebook's version or something else.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.